I don't know. It's not very exciting, frankly. Somebody said it was like listening to a professor teach a class. I mean, you know, I appreciate the idea of working together. I appreciate the idea that no new taxes, but there's a lot of things in the, you know, I've looked at some of the budget documents, and I'm not real happy about it. I mean, I'm really disappointed about the education funding for especially Penn College and the technical aspect, which the governor said it's very, very important. Well, it is, and he talked about workforce. You know, that's something that we do in Williamsport, and we've done it for years, and I guess we don't get rewarded for it. So I'm going to work really hard on that. Some of the things that were cut out of the ag budget, like hardwoods, which are very, very important to us, are critical, I think. And one of the things which I can't believe, I looked at the DEP budget. They cut out everything, the annual fee that we pay being a member of the Chesapeake Bay Commission, it was zeroed out. That's a three-state agreement that we've just basically kind of thumbed our nose at. We're not going to pay that. That makes no sense to me whatsoever. So, you know, there are good parts to it, no question about it, but I think that there's a lot of things that we're really going to have to work on, and we have to restore some of these things. We're a member of the Chesapeake Bay Commission. We've got to, we've got to honor that commitment that we made to two other states. So that's out there. And hanging in the background, yeah, there's no new tax, but then there's this idea out there that we're going to still have a severance tax on the Marcellus Shale. So, the devil is in the details on all these things. I cannot help, I'll tell you, I cannot help but get over that this Restore Pennsylvania sounds suspiciously like Make America Great Again.